So we're going to talk today about the UBIT provisions. What we're going to talk about first is the general non-EO provisions that affect corporate taxation, trust taxation, because this is very relevant because there are big changes here as well that affect tax-exempt organizations. Then we're going to talk about what we call the UBIT silos, which means putting each unrelated business activity into its own silo and only being allowed to use the losses from that activity to offset the income from the activity. And then we're going to talk about UBTI being increased by certain fringe benefits. And suffice it to say that although these provisions are really bad for exempt organizations, it could have been even worse because, if you remember, they were talking about taxing the royalties of exempt organizations. So with that being said, we're going to go forward.
So Amy. Some of the non-exempt organization-specific provisions that are going to impact our calculations for unrelated businesses is these bulleted items that we've got on this next slide. The corporate tax rate has been lowered to a flat 21%. You know, for some institutions, that may be a good thing. Other institutions, that may be a bad thing. It sort of depends on probably where you had fallen in prior years within the graduated rates that have previously been established. The top tax rate for trusts is 37%. There was a notice that came out just about a month or two ago to talk about blended tax rates for this upcoming year, this sort of transition period.